Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. In honor of episode 115, I want you to imagine that you made $115 an hour. $115 an hour, that's pretty awesome, right? That'd be great. Or would it be great? Think about this. What if you wanted to make $1 million in a year? How many hours would you have to work per week at $115 per hour in order to make $1 million? You are going to be shocked in a moment. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and we're about to do some millionaire math so that you can become a millionaire or a multimillionaire if you've already there. We're going to get some lessons from one of my coaches too, a guy that I recently invested $100,000 with. Ooh, yeah. That was a tough wire to send, I'll tell you that much. All right, but before we do that, I want to give you something for free because generosity is one of the most common traits of millionaires. And the gift is a copy of my brand new book, Unstoppable. Inside it is a 90-day blueprint that you're going to build out that you're going to use to dominate in business and in life. And you're also going to get a video course training that I'm going to give you for free when you get the book Unstoppable. But first, you have to go to beunstoppablebook.com and you will get it there. Now, back to the riddle I gave you before. If you made $115 an hour and you worked 40 hours a week, do you know how much you would make? Well, I learned this little trick back when I was working in a factory in high school, in college. And I was always wondering, well, I wonder how much money I would make if I made, you know, $18 an hour, $20 an hour. Because at the time I was making, I think, $10 or $12 an hour. And I thought, okay, well, what if I got a full-time job here and, you know, I heard this guy at the factory makes $20. How much would you make in a year? And I realized that if you work 40 hours a week and if you work 50 hours or 50 weeks in a year, then 40 times 50 is 2,000. So you just take your hourly rate and you double it and that's your income. So if you make $30 an hour, you're making 60 grand a year. And if you're making 100 grand a year, that means you make $50 an hour. See that math? Okay, so now if we go back to our $115 an hour, well, that means we'd, even though that sounds amazing, right? $115 an hour, we would only make $230,000 in a year working a regular work week. Now then, what would we have to do if we wanted to make $1 million? Well, the truth is, and I got this from my friend Grant Cardone, is that you would have to make $115 an hour, and you'd have to work every single hour of the year. Not every single working hour, not 40 hours a week, not every single waking hour of the day, but every single hour in order to make $1 million at $115 an hour. So that's a big slap in the face to us if we think that we're going to trade time for money, right? If we're going to trade time for money to become a millionaire, well, listen, you'd have to play in the NBA or be a pro athlete or be in the movies in order to make $1 million trading time for money. That's going to be very difficult. Even me as a coach, in order to make $1 million, that means I have to charge $500 an hour and I have to work 8 hours a day. So I'd have to have back to back, hopefully that was eight backs, coaching clients at $500 an hour. Now, fortunately, I charge more than that, but my goodness, you would be exhausted by that and you wouldn't have time to prepare and summarize every call. So you would have to charge $1,000 an hour and do 20 hours of coaching because it takes half an hour to prepare and half an hour to summarize. And not a lot of people are going to be able to do that. But that would get you to $1 million, okay? Because that would give you 20 grand a week. And if you did that 50 weeks in a year, that's another thing, 50 weeks in a year, you would be wiped out. Okay, so let's go back in time here before we show you how to make $1 million. When I was in college, I went to college and I got a bachelor's of kinesiology because I wanted to be a strength and conditioning coach in the National Hockey League. You know, I wanted to help players like Austin Matthews now and Wayne Gretzky then. I wanted to help them become better athletes. And I realized pretty quickly I wasn't making $1 million doing this. However, I was once told by one of my professors that the strength and conditioning coach in Michigan at Michigan State University for the football team was making $100,000 a year. And at the time I thought, hey man, if I can make $100,000 a year, that'll be amazing. Because back then I was just finishing up, you know, 5 years in high school where I worked at a greenhouse. And I started, before I even started high school, I started at $3.10 an hour, $3.10 an hour. Now, you know, you're making like $6,000 in a year at $3.10 an hour. You're never going to become a millionaire at that. And I was doing such hard manual labor. I remember when I became personal trainer and somebody gave me $20 bill for a training session. I thought that was like, I hit the jackpot. However, I went on to college, realized that I wanted to make money more than I wanted to train people. So I got into the online world. And we'll talk more about that in a second. But you know what? It doesn't matter where you're starting right now or where you started back in the day. Grant Cardone went from working for $2 an hour at McDonald's to being worth over $500 million today through deals. And you can succeed too. So listen, we have 80 years here on life. And let's you know, be optimistic, say 80 working years here on Earth. And I started working for free on the farm at like age 8, but you know, paid my first paid job, I was 13. And so I'm going to work till I'm 93. I'll have 80 years of making money. Amazing travel and stuff. I get to, you know, I go to new countries every year. So I'm going to have a great life. And imagine what I can do if I continue to develop high income skills like copywriting, presenting from stage, being able to sell on the phone, and also understanding the numbers in my business. Think of what I'll be able to do. The income, the wealth, the success I'll be able to generate, the impact and influence I'll be able to have on you as I build up new skills and download them to you on the podcast and in my coaching and at my events. So I have the Perfect Life Retreat coming up in November, and I have the Empire Summit coming up in August. They're both in sunny San Diego, California. So write this down, theempiresummit.com. That's where Bedros Koulian and I are spending 2 days with you. We're doing hands-on mentoring sessions in the evening for 3 hours after we have all of our guest speakers, including ourselves, speak during the day. So this is not an event where you go and you listen, you take 900 pages of notes, and then you go home and you never look at those notes again. Instead, you get a full day's worth of speaking from Bedros and myself, Tom Bilyeu, Sharon Srivatsev, all multimillionaires. Tom is probably close to being a billionaire. He said he could buy a private island with how much he sold Questbar for. And so listen, you're going to learn how they got so successful. And then when all the speaking is done, we're going to give you a little rest break, grab some food, come back, and then we're going to hang out for a couple hours and answer your questions one-on-one. So think about how amazing that is compared to all the other events you go to. That's TheEmpireSummit.com, TheEmpireSummit.com. Make sure you get your tickets. And I'm also doing a VIP day on the day before where I'm going to teach all my social media stuff. So I want to see you there. The second event that I'm doing is the Perfect Life Retreat. This will be our third event for the Perfect Life Retreat. Might be my last one too, because there are a lot of work to put on. And I'm just not sure if I'm going to continue it, especially with the Empire Summit. So perfectliferetreat.com, we have Jason Capital, we have Bedros, we have Sharon Savatsa. We're all talking about different stuff than the Empire Summit, and it's going to be more about how to make you super productive and super successful in every area of your life, okay? Plus, we're going to have round tables in the evening. So in the evening, it's going to be all of my speakers plus 10 other experts at round tables answering your questions about podcasting, copywriting, webinars, selling, all this stuff. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. So perfectliferetreat.com for the event. That's November 8th and 9th. So you get a couple of months in between those events, and it is absolutely going to be game changing for you to be at both. Because when I started going to events, that was one of the key factors, in addition to getting coaching, that allowed me to become a multimillionaire around the age of 30. All right. So let's walk through. How did I become the multimillionaire? Well, first, I started selling something in high volume. Okay, I couldn't sell my time in high volume. If I sold my time, I would only make $100,000 a year. Even when I was a personal trainer in Toronto, you could probably charge $100. You might not be able to keep all that because you might have to pay rent at a place. And so, like, let's say though, I made $100 an hour and, you know, it was all money going to me and my business and I was going to people's houses. Well, now, how many hours could I actually work? I think at the most I was training 35 hours. So I could have made $3,500 a week. Now I'm close to, you know, $150,000 to $200,000 a year. Okay, that's really good money for, you know, a job. But I'm not going to become a multimillionaire doing that unless, you know, it takes a lot of discipline when you're making that much money. You know, as your income grows, your expenses grow and we spend money and all that stuff. So I realized, okay, I'm going to have to make my money selling products on the internet. And fortunately, Turbulence Training came out in 2003. I sold my first product online on January 28th, 2001. It was $50 through PayPal. It was a Word document. But I didn't get things organized and systemized until about 2003. And then 2006, when I hired my first coach, my business grew exponentially. And that was when I had my big breakthroughs. So listen, think about this for a second. What you need to do is you need to be selling something that's scalable and repeatable, because very, very few people get million-dollar book deals or obviously play professional sports or movie stars or rock stars or even flip homes for $1 million, okay? Like everybody thinks, oh, I'll buy this home and I'll, you know, make it nicer and then I'll, you know, sell it for twice what it's worth. Okay, that does not happen very often, let's be honest. So all the ways that I've made over $1 million in revenue, not take-home income, but in revenue, include coaching, my Instagram course, my fitness courses, the masterminds that I've ran, so many of the courses that I've created, including all the courses that I put in Early to Rise University, and then also promoting other people's products as an affiliate or joint venture partner. Those are a lot of the ways. And then now my FitBody Bootcamp locations, I have three gyms. We're very close to $1 million in annual revenue. And I've had them for several years. So, you know, we've generated a couple $1 million worth of sales, but that is a very low margin business, especially when you have business partners. So I did selling of my main product, Turbulence Training, which had very, very good margins. It was an information product. And I sold that to hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. Millions of people have watched my videos on YouTube. I had great fame and recognition. And then I sold that business, actually. And that's the thing that actually allowed me to become the multimillionaire. So selling the business is a great way. So growing a business up to a point where it becomes attractive in other people's eyes is a really, really great way to quickly become the overnight millionaire. And that is key. Now, my friend Bedros Koulian, well, how the heck did he become a multimillionaire? First, he started off with recurring software. Then he moved into high-ticket coaching. And now he sells franchises. His franchises go for $50,000 just for a franchise. And then there's royalties in there. So he's got the combination of recurring and high-ticket. So think about what you can do. What can you sell that's scalable and repeatable? What can you provide that it offers recurring, you know, that's software as a service has become so big these days. Coaching is big these days. That's the high ticket side of things. What can you do? Now, here's the problem is that sometimes, well, there's the old joke, right? How do you become a millionaire how do you become a millionaire in the real estate flipping world? Well, you start off being a multimillionaire. You've all heard that joke about multiple industries, right? How do you become a millionaire in gold stocks? Well, you start off with $10 million. That's probably the best one because I read all these financial newsletters and they've been promising gold stocks going up like every year. And I think all they've gone is down. So the reason why I bring that up is because when you get a whole bunch of money, you have to be careful about, you know, spreading your money out and investing it in bad things because you want to focus on what Warren Buffett says, return of capital. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, see rule number one. Because millionaire math doesn't just include addition and multiplication. It also includes subtraction and division. you know, whether it's a division through divorce or whether it's subtraction through bad investments, you have to be mindful of your money. And so mindfulness and mindset is so important in becoming that millionaire, right? You need to become resilient and resourceful, because a lot of us, when we start out on our journey to making the $1 million, is we have no money. I had no money when I sold my first program on the internet. I was a broke, struggling personal trainer, just graduated college. Fortunately, I did not have student debt, but a lot of people do. And so even though I didn't have student debt, I still had no money, and I had to be resourceful. I had to, you know, scrape and scrap up all the money and opportunities that I could. That was when I realized the power of building a network. And when you build a network, that is when you are able to be a whole lot more resourceful. So I had really good connections with Men's Health, and the good connections at Men's Health allowed me to build good connections with the best in the industry, the biggest names. And then those opportunities then allowed me to build huge, huge network with all the trainers in the industry, because they saw me as somebody to look up to. So I was using that as a resource, right? I was leveraging my connections, and that allowed me to become the millionaire. I love this story. I remember reading this story is kind of like back in the early 2000s, you know, when the internet was a whole lot different than it is today. And there was a guy who started out on eBay trading his way. He started with a red paperclip, and you can look this up online. He started with a red paperclip, and he was trading people. He'd say, "Hey, listen, I will trade this red paperclip for, you know, your pet rock, and your pet rock I will trade to somebody else for a pair of Uggs, and a pair of Uggs I will trade." And he traded his way all the way up until he bought a house. And you look up that story, and that's the power of network and leverage and connections. So, you know, you've probably heard me talk about how I was the introvert, right? I was the introverted guy back in the day. And I didn't like to be in big groups. I didn't like to go to events, but I did. And I did. And when I did do these things that were uncomfortable, I met people at these events who are good friends of mine to this day. I remember John Benson was one of the first guys I ever met. And if you have never heard John Benson's name, he is the king of video sales letter copywriting. He's like one of the guys who invented that whole idea of, you know, the PowerPoint slides and the voiceover. And he's a millionaire many times over. And I met him in 2007 at Yannick Silver's first live event. And I went to Yannick Silver's first live event. He's an internet marketing expert, because I was on a Ted Nicholas email newsletter. And Ted Nicholas used the deadline of New Year's Eve and all these incentives to get people to sign up for Yannick's event. And I did it. So he got an affiliate commission from Yannick. I went to Yannick's event 3 months later, met John Benson, met Scott Colby, met Kyle Battis, met Yannick, whose mastermind I joined, and so on 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 and so on. I grew this massive network of people. I don't actually talk to any of those guys very much anymore. I think I got a note from Yannick the other month when he got my new book, Unstoppable. But other than that, and John randomly calls me out of the blue. I'm like, he talks about stuff and I have no idea what he's talking about. And I go, "That's amazing. It's amazing." And then I just wait to hear from him like 18 months later. Anyways, they're still good guys, but it's the people that I met through them, Joel Marion, all these other people, that Matt Smith, who I met through Yannick's mastermind, who helped me get early to rise. Man, I could just go on and on and on and on about the power of networking. And that's why you need to be at the two events, the Empire Summit .com, August 16th and 17th in San Diego. You are going to meet, we have over 200 people signed up now. We're going to cap it at 300. You're going to meet amazing people. You are going to meet me and Bedros in person. We're going to talk to you about your business, hands-on at the networking. You get to meet Tom Bill. You get to meet all these people. Sharon is so awesome and so giving. He'll be there too. Just so many people. It's going to be amazing. And you know what? As cool as it is to meet the people that I've mentioned, it's the people that you meet sitting beside you, the strangers who you will end up doing business with, who will become referral partners for you. That's the amazingness of these events, okay? So get to it. I'm also in another group called the Atlas 400 through Porter Stansberry, Mark Ford, Matt Smith, a whole bunch of financial newsletter guys and doctors and lawyers from across the country and female entrepreneurs and all these great people, tech people who have more money than I would know what to do with. I don't even know what to do with my money, to be honest with you. And so there's all these people, and I can call them up when I go to any city, and I can ask them for favors, and I can say, hey, can you give me advice on this? And then I send them my books, and they introduce me to more interesting people. And my goodness, the more people you know, the easier and more enjoyable life is. It really becomes a beautiful, beautiful thing. So make sure you're at theempiresummit.com in San Diego, and then make sure you're at my event, because here's what I do at my event. I do done for you networking, and this is what makes my event so much different than many others, because not only do we have the round tables, but when you show up, you get a name tag. And on, you know, like at every event, you get a name tag. Big deal, Craig. But on the back of the name tag, I've done networking for you. I've written down the names of three people from all the other attendees, because I know everyone quite well. And we also do a survey before the event. And I know everything that you need to know. And I say, hey, you know, Jane, you're going to meet Sally, Billy, and Bob. And here's why you need me to meet Sally. She's in the same marketplace as you. I bet you guys would be great partners. You need to meet Bob because Bob needs to have you on his podcast. And you need to meet Billy because he's a great email marketer. And you said you were struggling with email marketing. And you're going to meet these people, and I'm going to make introductions. I'm going to also include their Instagram name, and you can get connected before the events and after the events, and turn your investment of time and money and energy into getting to San Diego into 100x return. It's absolutely amazing. We've had one guy made over 160 grand from the connections that he made at the retreat last year. We've had other people do massive joint venture partnerships, start CBD companies and marketing companies. And one guy grew to over $10 million, all because of being at that event. And one of my favorite stories, a young guy here from Toronto, my good friend Mike, met his girlfriend, another young lady from Toronto, in San Diego at my event. They were both there. They didn't know they were both from Toronto until the end of the second day. And now they've been going strong and steady for months and months. So yes, you can call me the matchmaker, right? The matchmaker. And that's why I want you to be there, because I want to make business matches for you so that you meet amazing people, you meet affiliates, you meet partners. You're not going to have these breakthroughs sitting at home. I learned that in 2007. I didn't want to go to the event. I wanted to stay home. I want to stay in my hotel room when I got to the event. But getting there helped me become the multimillionaire. Please don't ever forget that. Now, I want to say one more thing about action is that the longer you wait, the further behind you will be, right? The longer you wait in life, you know, if you would have done this stuff 5 years ago, think about where you would be now. Think about it. If you'd have done this a year ago, think where you'd be now. You'd have so much more clarity and success and purpose and money in your bank account. And if you wait till next year, think of what you're going to be missing out on if you don't take action now. So the longer you wait, the further you get left behind, whether you're running a race or building a business. And another great thing about being at these events is it gives you the big thinking opportunities. I've had so many $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 ideas when I've been at these events. The people that I meet, when I find out what is achievable and possible and what other people are doing to make their money, I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Like, that's how I got my whole Instagram idea. I was at events and I was like, well, yeah, I didn't know you can make money on Instagram. I'm gonna need to start up an Instagram. And the next thing you know, I'm making over $1 million on Instagram. So you need to have the big thinking of the speakers, of the conversations in the hallway. And even if nothing else, I get my money's worth just being on the plane, because I'm outside my regular office. I'm thinking about things. I'm thinking about big ideas on the way home. And my goodness, so much goodness comes to me when I travel to events. So Bedros and I were talking the other week, and we thought, well, what the heck would we do if we were just starting out now? And the answer is this. We would solve bigger problems, okay? Solve bigger problems. And you solve bigger problems by having higher income skills. If you don't have good copywriting, if you don't have good salesmanship, if you don't have salespersonship, if you don't have understanding of money and numbers in your business, if you can't read a P&L, if you can't do that stuff, you're not going to be able to help other people. You're not going to be able to grow your business. You're not going to be able to extract profit and put it in your bank account. You're not going to be able to have a business that you can sell for multiples, right? 3 to 4 times, maybe even 6 or 8 times your net income at the end of the year is generally what a business sells for. But if you don't have any income, you say, oh, I just want to sell this business, nobody's going to buy it. And no one's going to buy your business if it's really your high-paying job. And if you take you out of the business, then there's no business. No one's going to buy that business and you're not going to become the multimillionaire and you're going to have the golden handcuffs on. But you can do that if you have leadership, salespersonship, understanding of money and numbers, good copywriting skills, and you can sell. That's what you need to do. Now, you're probably sitting there thinking, well, what the heck do I sell? And I love this story from my friend Nito Cobain. So Nito Cobain has spoken at many of the Dan Kennedy events that I've gone to. And Nito is one of the best speakers ever. I think he was the president of the National Speakers Association. And Dan Kennedy always had this joke about Nito. How do you find Nito at a party? He's the guy in the pool wearing a three-piece suit because he was always dressed immaculately in these three-piece suits. And he's also like the director or chancellor of High Point University in High Point, North Carolina, which sounds like an amazing place. And what they did, and they've done this, you've maybe heard this story told by other people, but they were thinking about putting in these pathways for the students because Nito made these beautiful grounds and beautiful new buildings. And they said, wait. No, he said, no, let's wait. Let's wait and see what they do. And that's my horrible Lebanese accent. So the students for the first 3 months, they walked around on campus and Nito and his team said, oh, look at the path they're leaving through the grass. That's where we will create the path instead of forcing the path on them. So the analogy to your business is ask your prospects and customers, see what they want. And when they tell you, hey, we need this, then you go and sell it instead of coming up with an idea. And I see this too many times. People have put so many hours and months and weeks and so much sweat into a course that they can't sell. That they can't sell. And I don't want that to happen to you. So don't force things on people. Get to know your marketplace extremely well. And once you do, once you have customers, then the next thing you need to do is offer premium offers to your best customers. That's a game changer. You know, I offer a $25,000 mastermind. Bedros and I have a $50,000 mastermind. And hey, listen, let's have 20 people paying us 50 grand for $1 million rather than trying to sell 100,000 $10 ebooks. I think it's a whole lot easier that way. And you also need to get a mentor, as I did. I got my friend Tom first in 2006. He was my first coach that helped me become a millionaire. Yannick Silver, my first mastermind that I joined, and so on and so on and so on. And your friends can become mentors. And Bedros and I want to be your mentor at the Empire Summit event. So make sure you're there. Because mentoring is buying speed. It's buying money at a discount. You invest, you know, $1,000 to come to the Empire event. You're going to go home with $100,000 in return. You know, you're going to make that much money with the ideas and the execution and mentoring that we deliver to you. It's a no-brainer. Like, why would you not be there? Just don't understand why someone would skip out on something, especially if you live within a three-hour drive, which is essentially 10 miles of San Diego, if you get caught in bad California traffic. But I joke. I mean, you want to go to San Diego. It's a beautiful place, and the return on your investment will be huge. I mean, some of my clients are flying in from the Netherlands for this event. Like, why would you not go if you're an American? That is for sure. And then next, once you have all this money, use it as a tool to build your network. Because the old saying is, your network is your net worth, and it's who you know, not what you know. And it doesn't matter. I don't know if it'll ever change, no matter how technology changes our lives. It's been that way since we, you know, first got together in groups as humans. Who you know is more important than what you know. And you need to build your network to increase your net worth. So my friend, I hope to see you at one of my two events, theempiresummit.com and perfectliferetreat.com. Both are in San Diego, California. All the details are on those pages, but hurry. We reward action, obviously, much like life does. And the sooner you get your tickets, the cheaper they are. And you get all the access to the bonus stuff, because we reward fast action takers like you. All right, so get your butt down to San Diego. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We can't wait to see you there. So let me know what you thought of today's show. Let me know what you thought. And I'm going to bring some lessons from Grant Cardone's event that I attended. I spent $5,000 for a ticket plus, you know, $1,000 for airfare, another $2,000 in dinners and hotel while I was there. And then I invested $100,000 with the guy. So I'm going to bring you some messages from Cardone and his event because I know it was very, very powerful for me. So let me know what you thought of this episode on Instagram at Real Craig Valentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. And then head over to iTunes and give today a 5-star ranking. And finally, go to theempiresummit.com and get your tickets and perfectliferetreat.com and get your tickets for November. And I'll see you at these events. You're going to get mentoring, networking, information, amazing expert advice, and money in your bank. We'll see you soon.